start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods, depending on what the hell you have going on, because I know that that could play a huge factor to what is happening. Anyways, today is Tuesday, September the 27th of 2022, so I hope everything is going good with you. Anyways, today I want to sit back for a moment and have a conversation about how can you tell that your mindset isn't quite right. And we're going to discuss that today, probably about four signs showing that you might need to change your mindset. So let's go ahead and talk about that now. And I guess we need to take a look and start thinking about, no matter how disciplined, no matter how lucky or motivated you have been or I have been, our mindset is going to be the main focus lens on the road on our journey. It's kind of one of those things that you have to think about as we are talking. Some come along for the ride, and let's observe a few common situations which may be a necessity as of a change in your views. So let's start talking about the number one elephant in the room, and let's start talking about it from the standpoint of you're procrastinating. It is a common as it hard it is to defeat, but procrastination can be the single biggest killer of ideas and the projects that anyone can ever know. I mean, I want you to think about this. How many times have you sat back and waited for a moment on something that you wanted to do, and the change, the moment happened, and another moment, and then now we're talking about days, then we're talking about weeks, and now we're talking about months, and things have not changed. This is why it's important to have the right mindset specific to you, which can help you deal with distractions. One way you may improve your perspective, for example, is by allowing yourself small breaks in between work. I know some people are not going to like that, but I think we should talk about it. These are not only stop your curious brain from thinking, oh, but I wonder if anyone else commented or liked my posts, but it also can generally be very hard and healthy to rest your eyes from a computer screen from time to time. Another critical point is that the long last thing that you should do is beat yourself up about succumbing to procrastination once in a while. It's perfectly normal thing to do, especially if you are working on personal projects that aren't as on a strict schedule. And I think that we have a lot of that in our lifetime, where we have projects we want to work on, but they're not super important that we would actually need to do something right away. And the goal is to have a healthy outlook on it and recognize that it's going to creep in here and there from time to time. And that's okay to keep the minimum going rather than getting angry that you haven't done anything in the first place. Maybe that's something that we should think about as we are talking about this whole level of procrastination. So what else comes to mind as you think about this all important subject? Well, you're always negative. That could be the number two here. Stories in famous Hollywood production would have us believe that tales of misunderstood geniuses, authors, and songwriters, and sour, feeble-minded people that they have to work with. This is the flat out lie. Let's just be honest about this. The truth of the matter is that no matter how talented you may be, no one can father a big project on their own, much less be appreciated when the smug and dismissive to their team members or their audience. Think about it. In order to truly realize how much even a great people of the industry have to utilize the people to help others. Think about a rock star as an example. Yes, well, let's see. Who all do we know? Maybe Bon Jovi. You know, the hair flyingly on stage, you know, the powerful booming voice echoing through our speakers, but he has a band, a bassist, a drummer, a producer, a tour manager, a makeup artist. He's definitely not a one-man show. A positive mindset like that might just be a plus. But one thing isn't totally necessary, but that's just in that case. So I want you to think about that. I guess if we had to go and do another one, I would say number three, and number three would be you neglect self-care. As previously, as I stated, breaks aren't just a luxury for those who have help with their work. Self-care is the number one defense against burnout and should therefore naturally be a priority right after that main job itself. No, it's not a sign of weakness or laziness. Some might think that, but it's not. When is it different from procrastination? Well, it's a simple sign that it's a well-planned schedule. Like, I will tell you, some of the most influential leaders that I have spoke to in our industry say that they actually schedule stuff in their timeline to take a break. And that's important. I think it's super important. If you are not currently putting break times on your schedule for you to sit back and look at what you have to do, this could be an issue. So let's talk about number four. You have no clear goals. A great indicator of the inner fear and unclear plan for the future are non-specific goals or milestones. What causes these is the subconscious fear of failure and our need to cope with it. If, for example, you have a goal of a workout more this year, you can be like 2 kilos lighter by the end of the year and still technically have achieved it, even if it doesn't really satisfy you on a deeper level, but you still made the goal. So we do this so that if we fail to meet expectation, we can ship our goalposts, so to say. So let's take that I will lose 5 kilograms by the end of the month. For a modified example, however, you can see how much more structure and attained or attainable and clear and yes, a scary goal that would be. But vague tasks aren't really saving grace or a solution for fear because it will only become apparent that you have failed them when it's too late. So if I can sum this all up, let's do it in this way. As you hear this sound coming from my voice, ask yourself if these are any areas that in your life in which you need to change your mindset. Are you holding yourself back by achieving success? Are you stuck in a negative spiral that preventing you from growing? If so, it might be time to do a mindset overhaul. The good news is that once you become aware of the signs, it's time to change. The process of making those changes becomes much easier. I would love to hear what you think about it. You can come by our website at safetyfm.com, leave a little note right there and let us know what you think, or you can actually even go into our show notes and it will allow you to make a comment based on your favorite podcatcher. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.